Getting in shape at the gym used to mean lifting weights, doing calisthenics. Then in the 90s, the list expanded to include yoga, step aerobics, and body sculpting. How many of these have disappeared, replaced by classes offering instruction in African dance and circus sports? In the forefront of this change has been a successful gym called Crunch. NPR's Margot Adler visited a class in circus sports at a Crunch gym in New York City.
In the new film, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, there are scenes of such effortless movement, flying, running up walls and over rooftops like Spider-Man, that the line between reality and special effects is erased. Somewhere down deep, you know that behind all this, besides stunts and effects, are daily routines of body work so difficult that most humans cannot comprehend them, much less attempt them. It was images of beauty like those that made Jonathan Nosan, a student of Japanese at UC Berkeley and a Fulbright scholar, change directions and become a contortionist and circus artist when, at the age of 22, he saw Cirque du Soleil.
You know, that was the initial beauty that I saw in you know, physical circus. It just lets the imagination go somewhere that before you went into that space you didn't think was possible.
On a Saturday at noon, Nosan is standing on the floor of a Crunch gym in Soho, in a room located at the top of three long flights of stairs so steep it's a workout just to get there. Nosan is the instructor of a circus sports class for normal and not always so coordinated adults.
Walking your fingers forward as far as you can. Keeping the knees to the ground. If that means that your straddle is here, that's fine.
Like any workout, much of the class involves stretching, but there are headstands, handstands, tumbling, juggling, group work, even a human pyramid at the end, and probably the greatest draw, the trapeze. Nosan is working with Liz Fedor, a light-haired, attractive woman in her 20s, who has been taking the class for about a year. She hangs from the trapeze, pulls herself up, slides her feet over the bar, and pulls herself up to sitting.
Want to go up to standing?
Okay.
So reach up high in the ropes. Straight legs. Good. Pull up. Pull up. Pull up in your shoulders. Up, up.
It was something I actually always dreamed of when I was little. Like when you see circus on television or you go to the circus and you see these people like flipping over and jumping around and like, oh, I want to do that. I want to do backflips. I want to do the trapeze. The trapeze actually is what caught my attention.
Rob Pisarski grunts his way through a routine on the trapeze.
Look up to your knees. Reach up to the bar. Good, up to the ropes.
But he says while he still can't do a cartwheel, he has surprised himself.
I can do a handstand against the wall. Some simple trapeze work, just like hanging, swinging a little. That's pretty neat.
What's been the hardest thing?
Everything's pretty hard.
In fact, while Nosan demonstrates a handstand while talking effortlessly about it.
Basics of the handstand, 5 points.
When people are asked to hold a handstand for 1 minute, no one among the dozen members of the class lasts more than 45 seconds. There are hundreds of gyms in cities like New York and Los Angeles, and many, far from giving one a sense of beauty like Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, seem more sinister like a scene from Brazil. Crunch was started in 1989 by Doug Levine, who came up with the idea of innovative classes that keep changing so that exercise doesn't feel like, well, exercise. While some Crunch gyms have the same feel as all the others in the city, rows of machines with people packed as close as sardines trying not to really look at each other, Crunch has pioneered unusual classes like Gospel's Move, karaoke spinning, boxer size, African dance with live drummers, and this class in circus sports. The Crunch enterprise has been so successful, 19 gyms so far, despite the fact that most of the gyms don't have amenities like swimming pools, that 4 new gyms are scheduled to open soon in Germany, Italy, and England. Josh Shank, a New York writer, says he came to circus sports because most of his life is too serious. Most gyms, he says, suck you in with a sales pitch, but really don't want you to go because they want to attract even more members.
We're not living natural lives. We sit at desks all day, and many of us work alone or in isolated places. I do as a writer. And so you come to a gym to move your body and to have some life, but most places it's like you go into some sort of factory. The Crunch on Lafayette is this huge open space, and their TVs hung from the ceiling, and it really is like some sort of dystopia.
But this gym on Houston Street, with its unusual loft space, felt different, he said, from the beginning.
This is the first time I've ever belonged to a gym and not been really depressed by it.
I don't see anyone above 50 in this class, although I've heard there have been some. Etta Gudmundsdóttir is thin and wiry, with blonde hair pulled up on top of her head. She's from Iceland, and she was so excited by circus sports that she bought her own trapeze.
It's like being a kid again, because, you know, you're really bad at it, but you try and you fall, and it's just, you're being silly, and, you know. But you also learn, little by little, you're doing things that you thought you could never do. So,
what's something that you thought you could never do that you now can do?
I thought I could never get into the trapeze alone, like to get up there.
When Nosen is asked who his students are and what they gain, he replies,
trust in your body, trust in working with other bodies, control and flexibility and strength, and just a feeling that the muscles that you're creating are kind of smart muscles. You know, it's not dumbbells, it's like smart muscle, that your muscles do something, you know, rather than just like look good.
Perhaps understood this way, as gaining a kind of intelligence, it's not so surprising that even some fast-paced New Yorkers would slow down enough to attempt these feats. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.